Finally, with regard to this point, Pope Pius XI has urged the creation of vocational or occupational groups, thus applying to the economic affairs of our day the doctrine of our solidarity in the mystical body of Christ. In the encyclical Quadragesimo Anno, the Sovereign Pontiff writes as follows, quote, "The aim of social legislation must, therefore, be the reestablishment of vocational groups. Society today still remains in a strained and therefore unstable and uncertain state, being founded on classes with contradictory interests and hence opposed to each other and consequently prone to enmity and strife. The demand and supply of labor divides men in the labor market into two classes, as into two camps, and the bargaining between these parties transforms this labor market into an arena where the two armies are engaged in combat. There cannot be question of any perfect cure except this opposition to be done away with and well-ordered members of the social body come into being anew, vocational groups, namely, binding men together not according to the position they occupy in the labor market, but according to the diverse functions which they exercise in society. In these associations, the common interests of the whole group must predominate, and among these interests, the most important is the directing of the activities of the group to the common good. Regarding cases in which the interests of employers and employees call for special care and protection against opposing interests, separate deliberation will take place in their respective assemblies, and separate votes will be taken as the matter may require. Let those free associations, which already flourish and produce salutary fruits, make it the goal of their endeavors, in accordance with Christian social doctrine, to prepare the way and do their part towards the realization of that ideal type of vocational groups which we have mentioned above." End of quote. Further principles for the uplift of the masses. Pope Pius XI has further laid down guiding lines for the uplift of the masses in the same encyclical and also for the action of the state in avoiding the two extremes of individualism and collectivism. With reference to the wage earners, the Sovereign Pontiff writes, quote, "Every effort, therefore, must be made that, at least in future, a just share only of the fruits of production be permitted to accumulate in the hands of the wealthy, and that an ample sufficiency be supplied to the working man. The purpose is not that these become slack at their work, for man is born to labor as the bird to fly, but by thrift they may increase their possessions, and by the prudent management of the same may be enabled to bear the family burden with greater ease and security, being freed from that hand-to-mouth uncertainty which is the lot of the proletarian. Thus they will not only be in a position to support life's changing fortunes, but will also have the reassuring confidence that when their own lives are ended, some little provision will remain for those whom they leave behind them. This program cannot, however, be realized unless the propertyless wage earner be placed in such circumstances that by skill and thrift he can acquire a certain moderate ownership, as was already declared by us, following in the footsteps of our predecessor. And, first of all, those who hold that the wage contract is essentially unjust, and that in its place must be introduced the contract of partnership, are certainly in error. They do a grave injury to our predecessor, whose encyclical not only admits this contract, but devotes much space to its determination according to the principles of justice. In the present state of human society, however, we deem it advisable that the wage contract should, when possible, be modified somewhat by a contract of partnership, as is already being tried in various ways, to the no small gain both of the wage earners and the employers.